Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Nazir Daf Samach Gimel. We are right on top, beginning with the Mishnah. Nazir Shegilach V'noidalei Shehu Tamei. So in today's Daf, we're going to learn about Tumas HaTohim. Tohim literally means the depths of the earth. It means a tuma which was hidden, a tuma which was concealed, unknown. And there's a special halacha Meshmer Sinai, that in fact Tumas HaTohim has leniencies with respect to a nazir, with respect to a person who's trying to bring his carbon Pesach, as we're going to see in the Gemara. So again, we have a nazir who is gilach, meaning he did his 30 days, he's done, his nazirus, he even shaved his hair. He's totally finished. Then he discovers that he touched Tumas Meis sometime, you know, before he finished his nazirus. So during his nazirus, he became tummy. But he only discovers it now, after he's done. We know that typically, another becomes tummy. What happens? It's soiser. It destroys, it cancels his nazirus. He has to start over. So im tuma yudua, if it was a known and revealed tuma, soiser. So in fact, even though he found out about it now, it cancels his nazirus. He must redo it. But v'im tumas hatahoim, if it was a covered, concealed, unknown tuma at the time, only discovered now, no harm was done. Ein seiser, we have a special halacha, it doesn't affect his nazirus. But that's only provided he discovered this episode after giluach, once he's completely finished his nazirus. But imat shaloi gilach, but if he discovers this before his giluach, then it doesn't matter. Benkach or benkach, whether it was a regular tuma or a tuma satahoim, soiser, it cancels the nazirus. Ketzad, how does this halacha work? Yorat litboil b'mara. So this nazir went to do a tevila in a cave, a rishus hayachid, a private domain. In which case, when there's a suffix, tuma b'rishus hayachid, we say it's tummy, right? So for some reason, he went to the tevila. Not Tumas Meis, he touched the sheretz, okay? So he was tamei somewhat, he needed to be toivel. V'nimtza meis, saf al pi amar. And then they discover a meis, or a kazais, or a meis, floating at the opening of the cave, right when you go in. That's a regular tumah. And since there's a suffix, whether he touched it or not, suffix whether he leaned over it or not, and it's a Rishus HaYachid, so we say he's tummy, and it cancels his nazirus. That's not Tumas HaTohim, it's a regular Tumah. Safek Tumah is tummy, and it's Soyser Nazirus. But Nimtza Meshukah B'Kakamorah, let's say it's been discovered, sunk on the bottom, it's been found on the bottom, on the floor of the Mara. That's Tumas HaTohim. So Yorad LaHokir, now if the reason for him immersing in that water, in the ma'ara, was simply to cool off the hakir. He wasn't tummy, he just wanted a dip. Then, we say that he remains tahar. So we're speaking about this nazir, if the giluach, he discovers that one second, last week when he went to the ma'ara to take a dip, there was really a mace on the floor of the ma'ara. It's okay, he's tahar, because he's dealing with a tumas hatohim. However, litahir, Mitumas Meis. If the reason for him immersing in that mikvah, in that ma'ara, was to cleanse himself of Tumas Meis, which he had, he was ready Tumas Meis, he went through the 7 days, the paraduma, on the seventh day, he's tovel. And that was the purpose of his tevila. And then he finished, and he went back to Nazirus, and he did giluach, and now he discovers, look what happened. Last time when I went to be toivel from Tumas Meis, there was some sort of meis there, I may have touched it. In this case, we say tamei. We treat him as tamei, despite it being a Tumas HaTohim. You know why? Shecheskas Tomei Tomei. When a person already has Tuma on him, it's presumed that he remains Tomei. Vecheskas Tohar Tar. As opposed to a person who is presumed to be Tar, he remains as such. Because we look at your track record, so to speak. Shura Glaim Ludavar, there's grounds for it. There's basis for it. You're already Tomei. Let's assume that you're Tomei by touching this thing as well. Meaning, you see, it's a big chiddush here. We're speaking about Tumas HaTohim, which tells us that, the halacha tells us that even if you certainly touch that Tumah, Vandai. You see, the Mishnah spoke about a suffix, but the Mefarshim explained, and based on the Gemara and Amud Beis, even if we know with certainty 100% that the Nazir actually came into contact with that Tumas HaTohim, he's okay, he's safe. Being that it was only discovered now, right? Still, the Mishnah tells us it's only when he was presumed to be Tar, but if he was known to be Tum and he went to cleanse himself of that Tumah, and by doing so, during that process, he encountered this possible Tumah, this possible Tumah Satohim, right? They found the mace on the bottom, perhaps he touched it. We don't give him the discount of Tumah Satohim. Sharaglaim Ludavah, because once he was Tumah, that's it. The Svara says that the halacha al-Mashim Sinai was only set for somebody that was Tar, but not somebody which somebody who was already Tame. Interesting aspect of this halacha. Okay, but not immediately. How do we know that you get a discount for Tumas HaTohim? Amar Belezer, we have a pasuk, Damakra, this is by Nazar. V'chiyamus meis Olav b'fes ha-pisam. He encounters a mace. It says, Olav b'mechuberes lo'i, something which is clear to him, known to him, something revealed, as opposed to something hidden and concealed. Rosh Lakish Amar, we have a pasuk by Karban Pesach, Amakra, ki yatamei lenefesh derech rechaika. He was tamei or on a trip. We compare tamei to derech rechaika. We say ki derech. It has to be like the derech. Ma derech begoli, just like a road is revealed and known. Af koil begoli. Likewise, tuma has to be in the same fashion, known and revealed, as opposed to concealed and unknown. Asks the Gemara. Vela Hadasanya. Let's take a look at the Brisa coming up on the other side of our daf, which says, Ezeo Tumas HaTohim. How do you define Tumas HaTohim? Kol Sheinoi Makir Echad B'Sefer Olam, something which is blank to everybody. Nobody knows about it. Aval Makir Echad B'Sefer Olam. But if even one person somewhere in the other side of the world knows about it, Ezeo Tumas HaTohim, it doesn't qualify as Tumas HaTohim. Now, let's analyze this halacha based on the psukim that we just brought and see if it fits. Bishleim elamando amar ki derech. So Rish Lakish is drasha, which is, well, it has to be like a derech and revealed. Shaper, we can understand this halacha that even if somebody out there knows about it, then it qualifies. It's like a derech. It's begali. It's known. And it's not considered Tumas HaTohim. Elo leman de'omar b'mechaveres loy. But according to Rabbi Lez's drasha, b'mechaveres loy has to be revealed and known to this person who's encountering this Tumah. So then, kimakira echad b'seif o'ilam, my havi, who cares if somebody in China knows about it? That's a kash. If it's not known to him, to this person, it's for him, a Tumas HaTohim. So Rabbi Lez's drasha is sort of not really matching up with the halach and the brais. Besu, another question. Hadasani, you have a brisa. Hamaitze meis mushkav. So this is actually the brisa number base. The previous brisa was a Gemara Pesachim. So the brisa says, Hamaitze meis mushkav l'rach b'shal derech. Person discovers, encounters a mace lying across the road. Over the, you know, the width of the road. So you must, you're going to have to meet the mace when you walk by. You certainly encountered the mace. But since it was unknown at the time, it's Tumas HaTohim. So Betruma Tami. So regarding your status concerning Achilas Truma, you consider Tami. However, but Nazir, I say it's Pesach Torah when it comes to Nazir, Al Mishto, or to disqualify you from bringing your Karban Pesach, Tumas HaTohim, you get a discount, you get a pass, your tar. Now, if this halacha is based on the pasuk of Rabbi Elazar or Rish Lakish, then what's the difference between Truma and Pesach? If you're a Tor, you're a Tor. Maishno. So we have big kashas on these drushes. Elo, rather, says the Gemara, these drushes are just supports, hints, asmachtes. But the actual Tumas HaTayim is Gemara, Gemirla. It's learned from Halacha L'Meshim Sinai, and it was only packaged in this way, only for the Nazir and Days of Pesach. Only something which is unknown to anybody. Only something which has been discovered at this late phase, you know, after the Giluach, or by the Korban Pesach, after the Zrikas of Pesach. It only involves Tumas Meis, etc., etc. So Mishnah says, well, if he discovers it after Giluach, he's safe. Imat Shalei Giluach, before Giluach, then he's in trouble. Mantana, who's the one that holds the Giluach? Is that pivotal point? Is the end of the Nazirus? Am Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Lazi. This is Rabbi Lazi, Dama Teglachas Ma'akeves. Haircutting is crucial. Until then, you can't drink wine. The Teglachas is the conclusion of the Nazirus. And therefore, Tumas HaTayim discovered before that is still considered unsafe territory and affects you. After Giluach, then you're safe. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, I have a question. Another became Tame, Nitma. B'soich Malais. Now, the Gemara soon will explain that this question is based on Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is, not Rabbi Eliezer here, Rabbi Eliezer back in the other part of the Masechta, he spoke about another becoming Tame and Soysid the Nazirus. It depends when he became Tame. Toich Malais, within the 30-day system, then it affects the whole thing, it cancels everything. But if it happened La'achar, after 30 days are up, even before Giluach, but once he's done his 30 days, it's a whole different system. It's based on the Pasuk, Zois Teres HaNazir, Achar Malois, Tengloi Teres. Allah is only going to cancel 30 days. Sorry, only going to cancel 7 days. You know, he has to become Tor, and that's it, he gets back on track. He doesn't really cancel his Nazirus. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. So questions like this, Nitma B'Soich Malois. Suppose a fellow became Tummy, a regular Tumma, or Tumma Satayim, it doesn't matter. It happened way back when, on day 25. He only discovers it now after 30 days, before the Tiglachas. Mahu, what is the halach in this case? Basar Yediyah Azlinan? Do you focus on the moment of knowledge? He discovers it now, okay. Yediyah Acham Malaysi, it happened after 30 days, we're up. He doesn't need to cancel the entire Nazir, it's only 7 days. Oilai or not. You focus on the moment of Tumah, which happened back on day 25, within the Malois. Well, Lamai, what's the question pertaining to? Lamister, how much is it going to cancel? On Merava Tashma, we have arrived from our Mishnah. So Mishnah begins, the guy discovers the Tumas HaTayim after Giluach, he's okay, he's safe. So it's clear that if it happened before Giluach, he's not safe, it's Saiser. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat again and say, well, if it happened before Giluach, then he's Saiser? Seems to be an extra part of the Mishnah here. An unnecessary Mishnah. Amarava Tashma, bring it right from the Lashna Mishnah, which says, Imat Shaloi Gilach. The Mishnah repeats itself. Well, if he discovers this Tumah before Giluach, so apparently the Chiddush of the Mishnah is even a regular Tumah. If it happened before Giluach, Benkach u Benkach Seisr, whether it's a regular Tumah or Tumah Satayim, it's Seisr. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Idis Yadalei B'Soich Malois. If he discovers this Tumah within the 30-day period, why discuss it? It's Pashut. And Tosfos points out, well, maybe it's coming to tell you that it applies even to Tumas HaTayim. If it was discovered within Malayis, he's in trouble. Well, Tosfos says, the Mishnah already spoke about that. Tumas HaTayim only kicks in when it's been discovered after Tiglachas, apparently beforehand it's a problem, like any other Tumah. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat it again? Well, if he found out Toich Malois, he's in trouble. If it's Tumas HaTayim, of course, there's no difference between Tumas HaTayim and regular Tumah. There's no Chiddush. We already know Tumas HaTayim is only going to benefit you if it happened after Tiglachas. So hey Chidami, what's the case? Why do you need to tell me that before Giluach, Tumah before Giluach is Soyser? Idis Yadalei B'Soich Malois. If he discovered this fact during the actual 30-day period, Tzrich L'Meim, what's the Chiddush? Of course it's Soyser. Ela Lav La'achar Malois, apparently. Although the Tumah took place within 30 days, but he discovered it only later on. after 30 days of Rav, before Giluach, but after the Malais was done. So it's clear that we're speaking about that case. That brings us to our question. I understand he's affected by this tumah, but to what extent? Is it a 7-day issue or a 30-day issue? Kula yisayser, does he cancel everything because the tumah occurred within the 30 days? Or yeshiva yisayser, or is he only going to cancel 7 because the knowledge only arrived today after the malais? Now, Laman, who's the question pertaining to? Ilimel Rabban. Quantashitas Rabbanim, Pshita, of course, there's no difference. The Kula Yisoysa, whether it's within the 30, after the 30, it cancels everything. There's no differentiation. It's only a question of Rabbi Lezer. Vila Rabbi Lezer. Kol Acher Malais Shiva Soysa. Rabbi Lezer says, well, after Malais, it only cancels 7. So what's the question? Amalach, he'll respond. Basically, we're just like going through the steps here. What is our question? Like this. Hani Mila, perhaps, the Tuma Acher Malais, which only cancels 7, according to Blazer. Ki nitma acha malais. Perhaps that's only if the tumah occurs later, after malais. V'hayilfnei malais, but this tumah occurred earlier, day 25. So there's a full cancellation policy here. Or perhaps we can say, shani hachir, it's different. The idea. Let's look at the idea. When did he discover this information? Acha malais. That happened after malais. So it doesn't affect, it doesn't cancel the whole thing. Says the Gemara, and we know, let's take a close look at the wording of the Mishnah, which indicates that in fact he gets a discount. The idea is what determines. Ketanim, because the Mishnah says, right, in this halacha we say, Benkech, Benkech, Soyser, if it happened before Giluach, either way, whether it's a regular tumah or tumas hatoim, it cancels. And for the Kamif, the Mishnah is not machalik, differentiated between this case and that case. Apparently, in all cases, we say it's only a 7-day cancellation. Just like if he's tummy after malais at 7 days, even if he was tummy toich malais, but he only discovered it after malais, it's a 7-day cancellation. So we in fact go lekula, which is a big chiddush. Okay, so back to the essence of tumas atoim. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braisa which describes it in great detail. Hamaytse meis mutal lerachva shel derech. So he discovers a meis lying across the road. There's no way you can pass without encountering the meis. Litruma tummy. So when it comes to matters of truma, we treat you as tummy. Ube nazar, we say pesach, when it comes to those two items, tahar, because it is tumas atohim. But when do we say that for truma, he is tummy? Shein lo mokum laavar. There's no way to cross without encountering the maze. Ah, well, yesh lo mokum laavar, but suppose there's some place that you can just walk without encountering the maze. Afla truma tahar, then we say, you know, it's a suffix, b'shusarab, it's tahar. Even for matters of truma, we treat you as tor. Pamed v'mamurim. When do we say that if there's no, you know, empty space on the side to pass safely, your tamei shematzei shalem, when they found the mace completely intact? Avol mishubar mifurik. But if it's broken apart or separated, afil ein makim laver. Even if there's no spaces on the side to pass safely, we say that he's tor because perhaps he wiggled his way between the parts of the mace. Chayshinan. We have right to assume Shema bein prokav avar, perhaps he passed between the parts. Ube kever, however, if the mace is lying in a kever with, you know, with an airspace, then we say afilu meshubam refuruk tama, even if he's besemrit, it doesn't matter. Even if it's broken apart, even if there are, you know, slots to walk through safely between the chalakim of the mace, tummy. The person who walked by is tummy, b'nei shekever mitzafer, because the kever is a single entity which sort of combines and unites all the parts of the maze, and anything above that kever is tummy. There's no way to get through there safely. B'med v'mamurim, when do we say that if the maze was not found intact, there's reason to believe that perhaps he wiggled by the parts and he was spared the tumah. B'mahalach b'raglav, if he's walking by foot, so perhaps he, you know, slid through safely. Avoton, but perhaps if he's loaded with a load and he's like sort of hunched over and taking up a lot of space, if he's riding on an animal, then he's moving around and he's shaking back and forth. Then he's tummy. The Bryce explains. Person walking by foot. It's very possible that he wouldn't touch the mace, that he wouldn't move it, he wouldn't lean over it, he would just slide by safely. He doesn't take up so much room. But if he's in those positions, The assumption is that he did encounter the mace. When do we say that even if there's no way, if it's inevitable that he touched the mace, or that he leaned over the mace, still we treat it as a Tumas HaTayman regarding Pesach and Nazir, he's considered Tar. That's only Betumas HaTayim, if it really qualifies as Tumas HaTayim. Aval Tumah Yidu, but if it's a known and revealed Tumah, Shalosh Dan Tmeim, all three individuals, the Nazir, the Eisei Pesach, and the fellow looking for Truma, they're all considered Tameh, because, as we said, it's inevitable, you encounter the mace. Ve'ezehi Tumas HaTayim, what is considered Tumas HaTayim? Like we said before, Kol She'in Makira, Echad B'Seif Olam, provided there isn't a single person out there that knows about this. So at least in terms of its position, it would appear that nobody ever knew about this mace. It's sitting, you know, covered by stones, whatever. Mekira echad b'seif ha'olam. But suppose somebody does know about it. Ein zayt tumas ha'tayim. It doesn't qualify as tayim. And we have some examples. Hayo tamar b'temen. It's buried beneath hay or b'tzuris, beneath some stones. Harezu tumas ha'tayim. So by way of its position, it would appear that it's a concealed tumah, it qualifies. B'yamim, if it's sitting at sea, b'afela, in the darkness, in a kiki aslaim, in a crevice within a boulder, so then it's revealed, it's not covered. Ein zoi tumas ha'tayim, that doesn't qualify as tumas ha'tayim. And finally, v'lei omru tumas ha'tayim, el meis b'lebad, this whole idea of tumas ha'tayim only applies to tumas meis, but not to other tumas. So in summation, we learned about tumas ha'tayim today. It's halacha meshi mesina, with some psukim as asmachtos. And there were several conditions for Tumas HaTayim. Firstly, it only pertains to Tumas Meis. It only pertains to a Nazir and an Oisei Pesach. It only pertains to a Tumah which is concealed, unknown to people. It only pertains to a situation where the fellow who encounters this Tumas HaTayim did not have a Cheskas Tumah to start with. And finally, it only helps you when you discover it after the fact. So in the case of the Nazir, after the Teglachas. In the case of the Oisei Pesach, after the Zrikas Dama Pesach. All the best to you, Hatzlocha Rabbah, and Besuras Tevis.